More than 367,000 people in the northern region will benefit from a USAID-supported food security and nutrition initiative. The U.S. government is committing a grant of $60 million to this effect. The support is to help improve the livelihood and nutritional status of the needy in the region, especially women of reproductive age and children under 5 years. At a signing ceremony in Accra, the U.S. ambassador to Ghana, Donald Tellbaum, said the initiative demonstrates U.S. commitment to help alleviate poverty in the sub-region, especially Ghana. Mercy Darko reports.
The Resiliency Initiative by the U.S. is to help increase food security, encourage the consumption of diverse quality food, and improve nutrition. It also focuses on low-income families, helping them to improve their health and enable them to better cope with natural disasters such as droughts, floods, and fluctuating food prices. The U.S. will provide up to $28 million of the fund directly to government to be disbursed to 12 targeted district assemblies and the Northern Regional Coordinating Council. Ambassador Donald Tettelbaum was hopeful that the lives of people in the region will be affected positively.
This program is of great significance for two reasons. The first is that it's follow-up on agreements that the governments of the United States and the governments of Ghana have made in past year. And at that time, President Obama announced that the G8 leaders had agreed to support a new initiative, the New Alliance for Food Security and Nutrition. And signing directly reflects the intent of the New Alliance to improve nutritional outcomes, reduce child stunting, and to welcome African partnership to improve the nutritional well-being of African population. Resiliency in Northern Ghana Project is going to do. We look forward to having almost unprecedented new kinds of relationships with both the Northern Region Coordinating Council and the District Councils. We think this is going to be a very exciting program. And again, the results for women, children, resiliency, health, and nutrition will speak for themselves.
The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Dr. Kwabena Dufour, pledged government's commitment to put their support into good use.
The U.S. still remains the most important strategic partner in Ghana's development. The U.S. has supported us to chalk successes in the Millennium Development Goal. We are making real progress there and hope to achieve all the results by 2015. The fiscal situation is under control. Even though we're moving towards elections, the government is committed in maintaining the fiscal discipline and consolidation. We also want to assure you that the new country development cooperation strategy agreement, we as government will support. Therefore, have confidence in us as government will support you. We want to continue to partner and make sure that we don't just even move up the ladder of middle income, but it's a first class problem. We are determined to do that.
Dr. Dufour signed on behalf of governments, while USAID's Ghana's Mission Director, Cheryl Anderson, initialed for the U.S.
A report by Mercy Darko.